If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Get it, Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, CRN2, SportsByline.com, Over the Air Affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny here on my portion of Delmarva today. Won't be like that in a few days because of Hurricane Debbie. And all of our best go out to everybody, all of our subscribers down in Florida and Georgia and in the Carolinas. So much of the pro wrestling community lives down that way. So everybody in those states, please be safe, especially if you're going to be going out to the shows in the next couple of days. Tomorrow's NXT is taking place, as it always is, at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. And Wednesday's Dynamite will be in Norfolk, Virginia, where the forecast is going to be nasty as well. I don't know what it's like where Brian is at right now, but the boss man will be back with me tomorrow, I think. I believe this is all going to lead to a fun Friday, but we'll see. Taking his place today will be the man who he'll be doing a show with in a couple hours here, Filthy Tom Lawler. And he's going to be with me today, and we got a lot to get into. Roman Reigns made his return at SummerSlam to help Cody Rhodes defeat Solo Sikoa. And it has been announced that Roman Reigns will be making his way back to television as well. The BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma posted this on its website today. The tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is back, and he's making his first televised appearance right here in Tulsa this Friday. Friday was all caps with an exclamation point, so you know they're serious. See Roman Reigns at WWE Friday Night SmackDown after the fallout of SummerSlam. So we got a lot of SummerSlam fallout to get into, leading into tonight's Raw, which is once again on Sci-Fi because of the Olympics. We'll get to everything they have announced so far, as well as everything else that took place this weekend. Myself and Filthy Tom will be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want to try to find us 24/7, you can try on Twitter/X. I'm at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to WrestlingNews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date in the world of professional wrestling, or maybe even get you over to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian. A brand new episode of that show will take place later on tonight after the West Coast airing of Monday Night Raw. It will be available for subscribers of the website, and I can let you know the many ways that you can become a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com later on in the show, but I got to get to him right here because he's been standing by. You saw him a little bit during the break. If you're a video subscriber on Twitch or YouTube, you saw him and Lance Storm and Brian talking about their new favorite movie of all time, all their life, Ready to Rumble. Ladies and gentlemen, Filthy Tom Lawler.
Still recovering from Ready to Rumble 20 plus years ago. Almost killed my hatred of professional wrestling, which is very large, or I'm, you know, my love, almost killed my love of professional wrestling, I should say, which is very large, very hard thing to do. Ready to Rumble is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
There's no question about it. Yes. No movie has ever insulted the intelligence of its audience to the point that Ready to Rumble did. No movie was ever more detrimental to the business in which it portrayed than Ready to Rumble was. An all-time classically bad movie.
You think that movie would have been a lot better off if it became like some sort of farcical thing that John Waters produced? Because I bet you John Waters could have did some magic with that locker room. Film the whole thing in Baltimore? It'd be fantastic. Bunch of pink flamingos running around. I like it. Nothing?
I could do with any other version. any changes to Ready to Rumble would just be improvements. So
maybe
a Kubrick Ready to Rumble.
Kubrick Ready to Rumble. Well, what is
not
it
promoting?
Like
not promoting violence.
the ultra violence. Yes. Do you think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is related to Marty Jannetty? I mean, think about this.
Well, you can look at this story coming out of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from a few different ways. If you look at the history of the United States, some of our most revered and renowned presidents, and I can tie this in because these men were wrestlers, they were martial artists, you know, is it too far-fetched to believe that in the past, Abraham Lincoln may have wrestled a bear when he was out doing frontier wrestling, defeating almost all comers, a record of perhaps 300 wins with a lone defeat, from what we could tell? Maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is trying to carry on in the ways of Teddy Roosevelt, the old bull moose himself, who I would not have been surprised to have seen wrestle a bear. This man put, I believe, Tom Jenkins in charge of teaching the U.S. troops.
That's true.
Some wrestling back
that's
in the day.
Shoot. That's absolutely true. The most man's man of any of our presidents of all time, Theodore Roosevelt.
So maybe Robert F. Kennedy. Maybe I was trying to, you know, carry their along in their footsteps.
I know people. Well, why are you talking about this? It's not wrestling. I'm sorry. This sounds like a wrestling story that Jim Cornette or Bo James or somebody telling a story about this, like, comprehensive rib in the Tennessee territory in the 60s or 70s. That's what this whole RFK Jr. story sounds like.
The most alarming thing to me is as I listen to the story, he's telling it, he's talking about this like it took place like when he was like in his 30s, you know, or back in the day. He was 60. He was 60 when he planted this bear. What kind of psychopath is this
guy? This is why it's good to have money. This is why rich people are called eccentric and everybody else is called crazy, because this is crazy. Look, it's Monday.
This is
who cares?
Crazy.
We got the whole rest of the show to talk about SummerSlam. All right. We're going to be doing that here momentarily.
Mike, he left a bloodline laying in New York. I mean, you can keep tying this in all that you want.
There's a social media post on Sunday where, and this is for people outside the country, and you're going, Trump, people might think he's a little crazy. Oh, that's nothing compared to some of the other people we have running for president. Independent United States presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the famed Kennedy clan said that he drove a dead cub bear carcass from upstate New York and placed it in Central Park 10 years ago. He said he was sharing the story to combat a forthcoming New Yorker article that he predicted would be a bad story. You don't think? He didn't make it much better. In a video, Kennedy told Roseanne Barr, and that's the person that I would go to, you know, about driving through the Hudson Valley to go hawking. What is hawking? What is hawking? Do you know what hawking is? Not hawk-toing, hawking.
I believe it's falconry. I think he's letting the bird go on his arm and it's coming back with a smaller bird or a little squirrel it killed or something.
A smaller bird. He came across a bear cub, supposedly.
Not as small as the bird Conor McGregor turned down in Sturgis, but...
The bear cub had been hit and killed by another driver. We're going to have to do another UFC show at some point, Filthy. He then put the dead bear in his car because he was going to skin the bear and then put the meat in the refrigerator when he got home. So he spends the day hawking as this bear is decomposing in his car. He then remembers, oh, I have a dinner function to go to in New York City. So he drives into New York City with the bear still in his car.
Goes to Peter Luger Steakhouse.
Yes. And after, it wasn't really.
Peter Luger Steakhouse.
The steak sauce is terrible, by the way, but that's another story. After dinner, Kennedy remembered that he had to go to the airport and he couldn't take the bear, so he contacted some friends because they're rich and all crazy too, and they came up with the idea of taking the bear to Central Park and then set it up to make it appear that somebody on a bicycle had hit it. Kennedy said that the bear's discovery appeared on the front page of every paper. He was really happy about this. He must have been super proud, drawing wide media coverage and prompting investigations from law enforcement, which he said worried him because he left behind fingerprints. I can't believe he wasn't thinking clearly throughout all of that spectacle. Kennedy suggested that he was not blamed for the incident at the time. The photo published by the New Yorker magazine on social media today shows RFK Jr. posing with the dead bear and a hand in its mouth. When asked by the magazine about the photo, Kennedy responded, "Maybe that's where I got my brain worm." So I'll ask you again, is this man related to Marty Jannetty or anybody else in the wrestling business? Who in the Kennedy compound hooked up with a pro wrestler to lead into something like this? Nothing, Tom. Come on. Would you do this? Have you done this?
No. Perhaps he and Terrible Ted had some past history. You know, maybe they went to Bishop Gorman High School together.
Oh, my God. They fought over the same Coke that you used to reward the bear with when it did well in the ring?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably a different kind of Coke they were fighting over. I don't know. Hey, we'll get to the wrestling here when we get back from break. Filthy Tom Lawler and Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. You wish Brian Alvarez was here. He'll be back on Tuesday. He'll be here for the rest of the week. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining me today. Filthy Tom and Brian will be doing a show for subscribers coming up a little bit later on. It depends on when you're listening to this. If you're listening live, it'll be a little bit later on. If you're listening on the live West Coast feed, it already happened. Just go to WrestlingObserver.com and find out all the information there. Can you offer any insight to those of people who are listening or watching live right now as to when you and the Boss Man will be doing Filthy for Daily for all of the video subscribers out there?
Yeah, it'll be in an hour after this show ends.
So 5 p.m. Eastern time?
For all these circumscribers out there, you're going to get the same show we have every single week. Poorly planned, bad commentary from my end, and even worse, his end. And hopefully it'll be an awkward hour of your time.
Well, this is setting everybody up very nicely for that then. Now, it's your choice, Filthy. You're the guest here today. You're the one who helped me out by standing by and opening the door and jumping in here today. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. You can flip the coin. Do you want to go with another ridiculous story? Or would you like to talk about tonight's Monday Night Raw and SummerSlam from over the weekend?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Ridiculous story.
According to an exclusive report from Mike Johnson, a movie is in the works set to depict the legal battle between Hulk Hogan and Gawker that resulted in the downfall of the once popular gossip website. The film entitled Killing Gawker is scheduled to start production in January and would be produced by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's Artist Equity Production Company. The movie would tell the story of how Gawker published a sex tape of Hogan with the wife of radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge in 2012, which was taped by Bubba without Hogan's knowledge and also contained racist comments from Hogan. Funded by venture capitalist Peter Thiel, Hogan then subsequently sued the website into bankruptcy for invasion of privacy. I believe that was all settled in about 2016. Damon is reported as playing Peter Thiel, which makes sense. While Ben Affleck is reported to be considering playing Hulk Hogan. Think about Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan. Do you think it's better or worse than the guy who played Ric Flair in the Von Erichs movie?
Based just on photos, I think it's a dead heat. Ben Affleck? Was he going to wear a skull cap? I mean,
you know, I heard The Rock was considering him to play Mark Kern at the last minute, said, okay, I'm going to jump in on this. Maybe Affleck's really swole or something like that now.
Is that a lie?
I don't know.
Damon and you're telling me Affleck... Holden McNeil, Daredevil himself, Bartleby? Jack Ryan, perhaps. He's going to be Hulk Hogan. Mike, you know what? Now that I look at you wearing that nice Hawaiian Soki, you could audition for the part of Bubba the Love Sponge. No?
No. Can we at least do like some older movie where I could play Captain Lou Albano? That would work out a little bit better. You know, Bubba the Love Sponge has got a history with this very show. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Gonna have to save that story.
What happened?
It's much funnier when Brian tells it.
You uh, you know, took a turn as well.
This is way back. We were on a Sunday, and this is when I was doing the show by phone, and the other person had to, and it was a complete, if you think this is a cluster, boy, back in the day, it was like two tin cans string together. And I had Derek Bergen on, who I worked with at the Torch, who was very, very funny, and he lives in Florida. And he came on, and he tore Bubba up. He ripped him to shreds, and at the time, the show was simulcast on Sirius XM. Word got back to Bubba that Derek was tearing him up, and it was hilarious. I loved it. It was fantastic. Could have got some FCC violations, but nobody was listening, and those aren't retroactive, so I don't have to worry about them right now. But Bubba is all pissed off, and he called somebody at Sirius XM who called, I don't know if it was Darren, I don't know if it was Ron, I don't know who it was at Sports Byline, but you're just tearing them up. And then Bubba goes on his morning show and takes member-only audio, thinking that was the show he was playing, and picks members-only audio from Dave and Brian and starts ripping on Dave and Brian on the air and demanding an apology and all that. So I will say it was at that point that we decided to increase the audio quality on the shows. You know, that was around that time. That was one plus that came out of it. But yeah, he tried to swipe back and missed terribly, and then ended up, you know, getting himself into some later troubles. Leaving some things out of that too, just to be safe.
I thought maybe, you know, you had been given the same offer the old Hulkster was back in the day.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Do you think this really needs to be done again? I mean, they had the Rich and Shameless thing. There's been a Netflix documentary. I mean, how many times do we have to hear about the fact that Terry Bollea, is not Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan had a 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea did not. Like, that's what I remember. Other than the fact that Gawker got shut down and they ruled against him, like, that's what I remember, were just embarrassing moments like that that came out of that trial.
Right.
I mean,
we have to deal with this once again when, I mean, they could use these funds for something, a new project, something, you know, to cover something we haven't seen a million times. Maybe a new project about the death of WCW.
Well, we got to get old $7 in there. We got to let Dwayne throw in his $7 and see about that one, but that's enough of that for right now. SummerSlam was on Saturday. Monday Night Raw is tonight, live on the USA Network from Royal Farms Arena, or whatever they're now calling the Baltimore Arena / Civic Center that has been around since the 1960s. I'm not sure if it's officially sold out or not, but I bet you it will be. It seats around 11,000. When they come into town and set up all their deal for the show. So all of the spooky time stuff with the Wyatt Six is still over with the crowd. Will their matches be? That was always the thing with Bray Wyatt. Their first match will be tonight. Eric Rowan, Dexter Lumis, and Joe Gacy against Chad Gable and the Creeds. That's the biggest match they have announced for the show. They have also announced that Gunther, the new World Heavyweight Champion, will be there, along with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Dakota Kai will be facing Sonya Deville in a match that will guaranteed have damage control and Baszler and Stark get involved. Sheamus against Ludwig Kaiser. Surely Pete Dunne will be lurking somewhere. A-Town Down Under comes over from SmackDown to face The Awesome Truth. Hard to believe that Waller and Theory will make it through the week as a tag team. They may even not make it through the night as a team. The New Day, with Kofi Kingston back from his storyline injury, will face off against the Authors of Pain. And I have a feeling we'll be hearing from Finn Balor and Dirty Dom and maybe even Rhea if she's not too broken up over everything that took place on Saturday. In fact, that was the match that opened the show. I thought it was a great match to open the show, but Tom, before we get to that, just what were your overall thoughts on Saturday SummerSlam?
An angle-heavy show, you know, anchored by the fact that it was a big event. There was a lot of, you know, bells, whistles, pomp, prestige around it, a number of title matches, but the wrestling in-ring is not really what took center stage. I thought that Gunther and Damian Priest was a fantastic match, But the night was about moving forward with storylines that they've been building for, you know, the better part of this year and beyond then.
What did you think about Damian Priest moving Gunther over to the ropes after he hit the Heaven choke slam?
That was a bit egregious. I mean, you got to give Gunther, you got to have a little bit of faith. Gunther's got those long legs. You know what I mean? The positioning of the referee in that spot left a little bit to be desired as well. But other than that, I thought that match was fantastic. Kind of a throwback to matches you don't really see a whole lot nowadays, where it's just two guys throwing down the entire time. Not a lot of pre-planned out spots, it seemed. Just two heavyweights slugging away at each other. And it was different, and I thought it was the best thing of the weekend as far as wrestling went.
And I always love seeing Gunther show some vulnerability. And I love the fact that he doesn't. That's what's made him the guy that he is right now, is the fact that he hasn't lost. He doesn't, it's not that he doesn't sell, but there are some things that, you know, if you're a smaller guy, he's going to walk through it. And we saw Sami Zayn turn it on and have to go extra to take the Intercontinental title away from him. And that was a great moment. And now you have Drew McIntyre. Finally, he's in there with somebody his size that he's throwing blows with. And I thought it came across great. And I thought, you know, Damian Priest's title reign has not been glorious as far as great title matches and this and that. A lot of it has been playing into furthering storylines along, but I thought this was a really good match from him. Again, it was unfortunate that there was the part at the end where he kind of rolled Gunther over to the ropes, not thinking that Gunther was going to be able to make it, but you take that away from the match, and I thought it was very, very good. Gunther chokes out Damian Priest as Finn Balor turns on him, and we'll get to that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler, back here on Wrestling Observer Live. If you cut to a shot of Tom right now, he's been getting texts during the break about the possibilities of being Mina Shirakawa's tour guide for her summer in America. Filthy, have you settled on a proper price for your services to help Mina out as she returns to AEW, at least assumedly? She's certainly returning to America to spend the rest of her summer.
Well, if Tony Storm's got Luther, then Mina might as well have Lawler on her side. I am a staunch advocate of God's eye. If I had to choose a female faction from Stardom, but I could be persuaded, I could be paid off to move over to what is it? EXV
Empress Nexus Venus.
Venus.
Yes, with Micah. You could stand there and throw blows alongside Micah.
That would make you very happy.
It would. I like Micah a lot. I like Micah and I like Thekla. And Thekla's been awesome in Stardom. But we don't have time to talk about Stardom because we have to go back to talking about
SummerSlam. Thank God, because I don't have time to talk about how much I despise Koguma here on the air. Let's move away from that.
Do you want to bring in RFK Jr. About that whole bear pose thing? Anyway, before we took a break and tried to find some lucidity, we were talking about Damian Priest and the fact that he lost the World Heavyweight title to Gunther at Sunday's SummerSlam, and that happened because of the turncoat Finn Balor. And we'll go back and rewind to the top of SummerSlam. The show opened with Liv Morgan retaining the women's world title, defeating Rhea Ripley in 15 minutes and 53 seconds after Dirty Dom turned on Rhea. I thought that was a great way to start the show. This is the best Liv Morgan character I think we have seen. I don't think that is debatable right now. Rhea Ripley is ridiculous. She is so over and deservedly so. As the match started, Pat McAfee said it looked like Ripley was put on earth to be standing in the middle of a stadium and kicking ass, and he is exactly right. I thought the way the match was set up with Liv on the run early and Rhea finally catching her, beating the hell out of her, having the tide turn when Rhea missed the spear and supposedly dislocated her shoulder, popped it out of the socket. She played it up the best that you can, trying to fake dislocating your shoulder and still working.
I mean, crowd went crazy for the spot, but I thought it was preposterous.
It was. Yeah, look, anybody that's ever seen it, once it's popped back in, you're fine. But one, it hurts a lot. And two, it's got to be done right away. And then you can go ahead and continue to compete. You can't compete and go back to it. But it didn't matter because the way the crowd was, that Superwoman spot where she pops it back in, supposedly, slamming it against the announcer's desk, the fans went absolutely ballistic for that. If you didn't see it, a chair got introduced by Liv. Rhea got it. Dom stopped her from using it, and people booed at first, but it's like, well, it makes sense. She's going to get DQ'd. She won't win the title. As that conversation is Rhea starting to calm down from talking to Dom, Liv knocks Rhea into Dom, who fell off the apron with the chair. Liv hit the Oblivion on the chair for a near fall, which she sold after Rhea kicked out, like she knew she was going to die. Dom got up on the ring apron to distract the referee, put the chair back in the ring. Liv hit the Oblivion onto it again, rolled out of the ring. The announcer sold it like Dom screwed up again, like what happened in Saudi Arabia. But then Dom comes up from behind Liv, who is in shock. He picks her up, kisses her, and Michael Cole did his best JR impression by calling Dom a sorry two-timing son of a witch. Except he did not say witch. And that was step one for the cracks to be shown in the Judgment Day. Tonight on Raw, surely there's going to be something that plays out of this. Rhea Ripley a couple weeks ago, Tom, was really upset with the fact that a match was made with Jey Uso because, my God, you get Jey Uso involved, you get Sami Zayn involved. She didn't like either of that. And as we'll get to, Sami Zayn doesn't have the Intercontinental title weighing him down right now. So if he needed some partners to team up with to go against JD, Carlito, and Finn, well, Damian Priest and Jay and Sami might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I think the crowd is going to be really, really hot for Damian Priest as a babyface. Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, they don't have a whole lot going on, it doesn't seem. So might as well keep them up in that main event scene. And they can feud with the rest of the Judgment Day or whatever comes out of that.
I see my camera is frozen, and on such a flattering picture of myself as I try to reconnect that. Bron Breakker won the Intercontinental title, defeating Sami Zayn in about 5.5 minutes. The match was scheduled to go longer, whatever happened. Apparently, I believe Fightful reported that they did cut some time from it. It was the first of three title changes on the show. Didn't reinvent the wheel, just what it needed to be, which was a clear, clean victory for Braun. Finish came when Zayn went for the Helluva kick, but Braun speared him. He then pulled the straps down, hit the ropes twice before hitting Sami with another spear, and that was that. So Sami, I have a feeling, is going to maybe be migrated into something going on there with the breakup of the Judgment Day. But when it comes time for Bron Breakker to defend his title for the first time, Tom, you think it's going to be against Ilya Dragunov, or do you think they have some sort of different opponent planned?
Oh, you know, I think maybe you throw in somebody like Bronson Reed, you know, a big guy. We've seen Bron Breakker run through these smaller opponents a little bit. Why not give him a bigger guy where he can show off some more of his impressive power?
LA Knight defeated Logan Paul in 12 minutes to win the United States title. Kudos to the fan who brought the 1,708 days since Ohio State beat Michigan sign. I love that level of petty. Started outside on the floor where they brawled for a while before the match officially began. Logan Paul is a hell of an athlete, and now that he lost the title, he can go away. Surely he'll be back at some point, but Paul's entourage got involved, which included Machine Gun Kelly, who handed Paul brass knuckles. Paul climbed up on the apron, hit Knight with him. Then he tried the buckshot lariat, but Knight blocked it and hit the BFT for the win. It is Knight's first title in WWE, probably not going to be his last. I thought it was a really good match. I will ask you this, too, because Cody had a very long entrance before it was time for him to come to the ring, and LA Knight had another long one. They've made a lot of cool changes, and I like when they do this every once in a while, but what do you think about these really, really long ring entrances coming from the parking lot?
Well, at this point, I'm used to them because we get one from Cody Rhodes every week. We had obnoxiously long entrances from the Bloodline week after week. It would take sometimes Roman Reigns 8 minutes to walk down to the ring on SmackDown, which is great if you're a reviewer and you want to fast forward. But I mean, if you're looking at it from a time management standpoint, it's pretty poor. The other thing that gets me is when somebody has to make a run in and it takes them, you know, a full minute to run down to the ring, it kind of kills it a little bit.
But I tell you what, that was a long, long entrance way. Tiffany Stratton was getting it in the next match that we're talking about coming up with Bayley and Nia Jax. When it came time for Randy Orton's run-in at the end of the show, it was more of a fast jog. But Nia Jax did win the WWE Women's title by beating Bayley in about 12 and a half minutes. This may have been the best singles match not involving Becky Lynch that Nia has ever had. It built really well to the spot where Tiffany Stratton's music hit and she ran down to the ring with the briefcase. Bayley knocked her off the ring apron before she had a chance to do or say anything. Bailey then got a near fall on Nia before Jax hit two power bombs and two annihilators for the victory. Tiffany and Nia obviously celebrated together. It seemed as if it was a big setup. We could maybe find out later on, insert some drama into the mix over whether Tiffany was really going out there to get involved in the match or not. But you think you do Nia and Tiffany by Survivor Series, or do you think you extend that one out a little bit more? I think by Survivor Series, I'd probably be ready to see that match.
I would prefer that they stretch it out a little bit more. I know they want to, it seems like, get this title on Tiffany sooner rather than later, but I'd like to see it go a little bit longer where she's not even necessarily chasing, but just not where she's the champion. She's not the best wrestler that they have. She's not the best, most polished female act that they have. She might be one of the most over, but I think she could use a little more seasoning before they give her the title.
It'll be interesting.
Plus, come on! Nia Jax rules!
The new Nia Jax. The new Brian Alvarez approved Nia Jax.
He switched his tune?
Be interesting to see if she loses that title.
Switched his tune?
Well, he just is saying that she may be in the best shape she's ever been in, and this is the best Nia that he has ever seen. That's what he's saying.
Hey, I don't know. Can't disagree there. My queen.
Sheamus was judged on whether his matches are hard enough to deserve a Mark's Hard Lemonade, and that was kind of a wacky commercial. It was nothing like the Manscaped commercial, which involved Baron Corbin, Apollo Crews, Otis, Maxine, and Tozawa. You want to describe that for the people?
Well, I'd like to back up. Are we to believe that Mike perhaps was taking one of these blue pills when he was mixing up this lemonade?
As a Mike, I can neither confirm nor deny that.
No. I don't. This segment with Otis and the Manscaped was something else.
It was like this show. Like this segment is really. He fakes like he's going to go
down. Things are getting a little bit hairy.
Yeah, he pulled it out like he took the device, which.
Yeah, the device. He pulled out the shaver.
I don't know. That didn't look like a shaver to me. It looked like a personal massage device or something like that that somebody would pick up somewhere. But he took it.
The name of one of their products, Mike, I don't know which one he had, but the one for your genitals is called the lawnmower.
Is it? So, yes, they are doing live commercials, or I guess they're doing pre-taped commercials and inserting them in, which if you're going to have all these sponsors and you got all these goofballs and the sponsors are fine with it, let the wrestlers do the commercials. I'm completely fine with this. Hopefully they make a couple extra bucks out of the deal. God knows they won't be working their way towards a SAG card that way, but at least they get something out of it. Drew McIntyre defeated CM Punk in 17 minutes with Seth Rollins as the special guest referee. I know we're running out of time on this segment, Tom. I thought Seth Rollins wearing the Yuji Shimada ref camera, no matter how many years go by, they'll never get a good one of those. But what did you think of the match? I thought the whole thing was good, but people either loved or they hated it.
I think it was a little bit too much focused on the drama, you know? I think when you hate somebody, you want to fight them at all costs, and you've got to be able to separate some heirloom from your, you know, desire to defeat this man. I can't believe CM Punk let his emotions get the better of him in a fight like this against Drew McIntyre.
I'm shocked myself. Have we ever had a time where CM Punk has lost his cool and gotten into a fight? I don't know. Main event, Cody Rhodes, Solo Sikoa. We'll talk about that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
The This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you to put a bow on this thing. Same way that SummerSlam put a bow on their night, which was the Cody Rhodes Solo Sikoa contest, which went about a half hour. It felt like it went an hour. Bloodline rules. There was no bloodline interference until about halfway through the match. Very unfortunate, and we have not gotten any new update on Jacob Fatu, who hit his moonsaults on Cody Rhodes perfectly when he ran in. Basically what happened, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens came in to offset Tonga Loa. They fought to the back. Jacob Fatu came out, looked good, put Cody out onto the announcer's table, came off the top rope onto him with a splash. You'd figure that was very safe. He hit his shin, his ankle, some part of his foot because he was in a walking boot after the show, hits it on the table. Immediately, he knew he was hurt, in a lot of pain, could not even stand up and continue on to what we would have thought was going to be Solo and Jacob beating on Cody until Roman Reigns came out. That didn't happen. They had to improvise. What did you think about the match in the end?
Are we sure that they improvised? I mean, we don't know
if
Jacob Fatu is really hurt or not.
He's hurt. He's officially hurt. How bad, we don't know. But he's hurt.
I can tell you one other thing is, that's about all I remember from the match, even though it went 30 minutes. Obviously, the angle at the end overshadowed everything. The head of the table came back. The head of this table will probably be back tomorrow. And That's all I got for you, Mike.
That is all you have for me, but not to the head of the table that's going to be back tomorrow with me. You got more dealings with him a little bit later on. For everybody that's a video subscriber and a podcast subscriber over at WrestlingObserver.com. Thank you, producer Jared. Thank you, producer Dom. Thank you, Filthy Tom. We shall talk to all of you again after a while.